This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. People are rolling in. It's starting to get a lot busier. You can feel the momentum growing. We've been able to watch old NFL films. Yeah. This has been great.
You know, For a couple old schoolers.
I remember that one.
Absolutely. Of all the former Super Bowls here in the city of New Orleans. Well, we are joined by Anna Isaacson, Senior VP of Social Responsibility with the NFL. She comes to us from New York. How's it going?
It's great. Actually, we just left the snow, our first snow
yeah,
of the year.
Yeah, watching a game last night in Cleveland. I'm going,
it was crazy.
What in the world?
I know, and we weren't expecting it. You know, we haven't had rain in a few months,
so you skipped it.
We just skipped it, came down. This is a cold front, by the way, that we're experiencing.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Right now.
Please. Oh, my God.
So it's so cool. Inspire change. You know, the pillars of that: education, economic advancement, police, community relations, and criminal justice reform. And so you are really in search of nonprofits from the grassroots, but Inspire Change itself from 2017 to 2018 is a grassroots, you know, move in and of itself, where the NFL got involved. Then the NFL clubs got involved with its players to promote their grassroots efforts.
Yes.
Talk about the kind of the evolution.
You know, we're really lucky to have an incredible platform at the NFL, and what we've done over the last decade and a half is really try to unify the clubs around key issues and priority areas. And we've had several of those. If you watch NFL games, you've seen our Salute to Service campaign and our Crucial Catch campaign, our Play 60 initiative. Inspire Change was launched, you know, in similar fashion, but really from the players and their passion and their desire to back and make their community stronger. And so it's really a campaign that's about breaking down barriers to opportunity, opening up access in those four areas that you just referenced. But it's a campaign where we go across the country and we find local change makers to honor, and we find organizations that are deserving of, you know, Inspire Change grants because we know they're making an impact locally.
Roughly, since it began, I was on the website yesterday, and I'm going to tell people at the end how to get exactly to Inspire Change. How many nonprofits have benefited? And I know the numbers have changed because really the clubs, like $250 million over 10 years, have really engaged. But how many nonprofits?
And that number is actually up to $375 million right now. Yes. $250 was our goal, and we shot past it in a couple of years with the generosity of the clubs, honestly. So we have about 40-plus national grant partners and then several hundred local grassroots partners that the NFL Foundation funds year over year that players are supporting, clubs are supporting. So we offer matching opportunities. So a player says, this Boys and Girls Club, this local organization is doing amazing work, I'm going to fund it. We'll match that funding for that player. And we do that across the board for clubs, for players, for coaches. So we're able to build a huge roster of unbelievable organizations giving.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back.
It's been great. Some of the advertising that has been done, around this with the local folks, I think has really created an opportunity for some of the, I don't know how I should say it, non-premier players. Does that make sense?
It does.
And it seems as though y'all created an opportunity to highlight them and what they do, because it's not as natural for them, right, in their respective cities.
Yeah, and listen, we have hundreds and hundreds of guys that are giving back in the community, right?
Yeah.
And you hear about the top quarterbacks or the top tier guys, but really top to bottom on rosters are filled with men of character.
Sure.
And they're giving back. And that's, listen, we're about to announce our My Cause, My Cleats campaign. We're announcing that on Monday. We've got the most guys ever that are participating
that.
In that campaign, right? And so they're supporting hundreds of causes across the board, or social justice causes and beyond, cancer, disease, adoption awareness, animal, shelters, you name it, our guys are supporting it. And so for us, it's really about elevating their character, elevating all the work they're doing, and showing what a community-minded organization the NFL family really is made up of.
Yeah, because it just seems like they get to this opportunity to become more involved in the community that they otherwise might not have had. And I'm sure there was intentionality here on y'all's part to ensure that occurred. And I think it's been a huge success, because
yeah.
I hear people talking about it. So they're recognizing it, they're seeing it, they're feeling it.
Yeah, it's the platform we have, right? I mean, and it's also, I mean, listen, we'll be back here at Super Bowl, and it's about the platform we have at Super Bowl to make an impact and make a difference. We obviously, there's football going on, we all know that. That's why we're here.
There is a game.
There are games that go on.
The Saints and somebody.
Some football stuff. But it's really for us all about the give back and making fans feel engaged with our game, even if they're not sitting here in the Superdome.
Right.
So I know this is an impossible question, but it was about this time last year, Inspire Change kind of announced your four kind of grant winners. It was around December. And I'm kind of curious, is the New Orleans impact. Who out there, and maybe it's numbers, who benefits, right, from the New Orleans?
Well, so it's interesting. This is our fall grant cycle, so we'll be announcing another round of grants in the next couple of weeks.
Right, it was about December, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So we recognize Inspire Change towards the end of the season. And sometimes we find really local organizations. We funded an organization called VOTE that was in New Orleans for many, many years. And then we fund big organizations like Boys and Girls Clubs and Big Brothers Big Sisters, who have extensions here. Big Brothers Big Sisters is about to reopen after 20 plus years here with support from us. So we do a little bit of the national big organizations that have arms and legs locally, and then we find those really grassroots organizations, and we can fund those too, whether through players or through clubs.
So it's easy to get to. I'm a big NFL.com person.
Yep.
Because if you know that, you go to watch games. You'll see watch games. You all know how to get to that. Slide over two columns to get to news. And down community, you'll find Inspire Change. And what I thought was cool, there's a video on the website, and it's kind of, what is it, Inspire Change, right? It's just your 2.5-minute explainer, right?
Oh, you found that video.
I did.
That's awesome.
But what's cool about it for me, Cam Jordan, Tyrann Mathieu, Demario Davis.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, this is your national, but it's our people. And every team's got them, but it just made me proud.
The Saints have a lot of them, though.
Yeah.
The Saints have a lot of them.
Quality,
they're really
character
quality,
people.
Unbelievable guys. Demario, Cam, all those guys are really just incredible.
You know, it was incredible, too, is it was a rainy day here. I went to NFL.com because when I do prep for my interview of you about the Saints games. And I don't know half of what you know about football. So I was just going around on the website. Literally, you could spend 2 days on this website.
It's amazing.
It's amazing how much information is there.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's not only from a community perspective, but just the NFL, what we're producing now in terms of content for fans. There's something for everybody to engage with. And then just from our aspect of the world, on a social impact perspective, we're working on a lot of different causes. We all know there are problems in this country. There are problems in the world. We're helping.
And you have to start somewhere, right?
We do.
I think that's the beauty of it, is that it was a grassroots. It wasn't this massive campaign. I think it was five players.
Yes, five owners.
Five owners. So, you know, you didn't just jump out and go fix everything. We didn't get into the situation overnight. Mm-hmm. Not going to get out of it overnight, but you got to start somewhere.
Right, and you can't solve it alone, right? Everybody plays their role. And
it takes all of us.
Oh, thank you. How about that? You are good. Thank you.
You trained him well.
Yes. Our chief marketing officer
would
be very happy.
So, thus far, what has been the thing most satisfying for you?
You know, I mean, I've been at the NFL. This is my 19th season. So
you're too young to be there for 19.
I wish, but there's been so many unbelievable moments where you know that you're giving back to people who are relying on your support. And I think it's those moments that carry us for months and months and months and months, when you get to see someone up close, meet someone who our programs are impacting, who we're helping, who we've helped facilitate a mentorship opportunity or a screening for cancer or whatever it is that has helped them in some way. We know that people rely on the NFL for entertainment, but also for their spirit, for their morale. And that is, you know, incredibly powerful, right? We take that seriously. We take that responsibility seriously and make sure that fans know that we appreciate them. And so it's when you see those interactions with fans and you know you're making a difference, that's really what it's about.
What does it feel like every year when you have a whole host of new difference makers coming into the NFL, young men?
It's exciting. I mean, some of these guys are unbelievable, and even in college they've discovered what their passions are and what causes they want to support. And that's starting earlier and earlier now, right?
Think NIL has helped with that regard? And a lot of these young men have taken these dollars and started something on their own behalf.
You know, I'm not sure, you know, the impact of NIL on the philanthropic space yet, because to be honest, these guys were doing it way before NIL.
Right.
Even if they didn't have those dollars. I mean, investing in organizations.
Just their personal time.
Just showing up, right?
And they have veterans above them.
Correct.
That say, look,
teaching them the way, right? We have our Walter Payton Man of the Year program, right? I mean, these guys are showing the younger generations how it's done and what the NFL platform is all about and why it's so important to use that platform for good.
Excellent. Well,
it's really interesting.
We think of October, we think pink. We think breast cancer awareness. And I always say on the air, I go, it should be year-round. I mean, we think November, we think salute to veterans, salute to service. It should be year-round. But at least, man, I think it's important that the NFL recognizes it all the time, every stadium. And it's not just a game. It's a month. It's a time. And so it may seem minute, but I do think it's very important.
Yeah, and the great thing about Super Bowl is it allows us to bring all of those things back to life for that one week, right?
Right.
It's a week where it doesn't matter if it's October, November, December. Right. We're bringing all of our campaigns to life in the Super Bowl city and, you know, showing our fans what we do all year.
And you'll see it right by – it's on the same column with Inspire Change. You'll see Mike Hall's Mike Cleats. I get so – this is a bit not non-humble – but when I hear Mike Hawes, Mike Cleats, my name's Mike Hawes. I go, did they just say Mike Hawes, Mike Cleats?
You didn't know it was about him?
I'm like, what? What do they say? Mike, if you say
I get it.
You know?
Yeah, sure,
I mean,
sure.
I was like, what?
Or with a certain accent, perhaps, like mine.
I love it. I love them all. I love the shoes. I think that was a brilliant idea. Love it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a very successful campaign. The players really, really like it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for spending time here in our beautiful city. We appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. The weather is glorious.
Oh, yeah. It's like this year round.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're back for the Super Bowl game.
I will be, God willing.
Good.
Yep.
See you then.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Best of luck to you. All right, folks. We'll be right back. We got to get to a break. I'm Newell Norman. He's Mike Haas. Stay with us. We're at the Caesars Superdome for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation Honors Luncheon.